Praise God. I want to invite you again in our service, in our program, and I want to invite you in the Word of God. My name is Bishop Moses Wafula. We are leading Walking by Faith Ministry International, and we want to thank you for you listening and giving your time to listen the Word of God that God is using us. We are still in our series, Who is Jesus? And the topic of today, we are going to see Jesus, the Word of God. And we know that God has a plan from the beginning of our life. So we want to study more about God and about Jesus, and we need to know more about Him. So we want to read in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 up to 5. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." The Bible, which is the Word of God, is telling us more about the person we call Jesus Christ. Jesus, in the beginning, is the Word of God. And the Bible says, in the beginning, the Word was with God. And this Word was God. And this Word is the what make everything to be created. What we see and what we don't see, it is because of the Word. And all things was made because of the Word. Without the Word, nothing could be done. So this person, he was in the mouth of God. He was God Himself. He, because of Him, we get life. And the life was the light of men. That's why when we are being looking in Genesis chapter 1, when God created the heaven and the earth, it was a lot of darkness. But God said, it's not good the world to be in the dark. He said, let it be light. And this is the light of men, where the life we have is because of the light. And when the light shined in the darkness, the Bible tells us the darkness could not comprehend Him, because the light was bright with power of God. So we see that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So that we know Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. And in the beginning, before anything, He was there. Is the Word. And we see nothing could be done if Jesus was not there. Jesus is everything. He was the Word of God. He was the life. He was the light. When Jesus comes in your life, He brings God Himself. He brings the light in your life. He brings life. So when He comes, we invite Jesus. We're inviting God Himself. When you invite Jesus in your life, we're inviting the light. And when you invite Jesus, you are inviting the life. So you live forever because of the light, because of God have come to be with you. You live forever. We see in the book of Matthew, we see how it happened. So we need to understand very well this person, Jesus. So when we believe Him, we know whom we are believing and how comes to be like that. We don't want just to go without knowing. Because if we miss to understand Jesus, we miss everything from God. We cannot believe somebody you don't know. You need to know the person so that you can believe, you can build trust, and you can know that he's a person who can help you. So we know Jesus, in the beginning was the Word of God. And in the beginning, Jesus was the light. And in the beginning, Jesus was God Himself. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, the Bible tells us, "Behold, the virgin shall be with a child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which translated God with us. Now the prophet Isaiah prophesied many years before Jesus was born. He said, in Israel, the virgin lady, she will have a baby. She will have a child, and she will give birth a son, and this son, his name is Emmanuel, which was translated God Himself with us people. This word we see in the beginning, now it has turned to become a flesh. It's coming to be born through a virgin. When Isaiah was speaking this prophecy, he didn't know the virgin. He didn't know her name. He didn't go to tell her which city she will come from, where she is going to come, but he just gave him that a virgin in Israel, she will have a baby, and the baby will come from her, will be a son, and his name will be called Emmanuel. And God translated to him that Manuel means God himself with us, which means with his people. So when we invite Jesus in our life, we are inviting God himself. And God comes to be with us. God right now is with us. God have come and dwelt with us. God have stayed with us. God have eaten with us. God have walked with us. In a form of a human being, God have come down. So we see Jesus, according to the prophecy, it come to fulfill in the book of Matthew. Now, the Virgin Mary, she received the blessing of God to be conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and she gave forth the Son, and she called his name Emmanuel, God with us. That's so wonderful. That's so great. That's why we get the life back. The life we lost in the garden of heaven. As the sin appears, as we fall from God, the relationship we lost. God himself, through the word, he came back to become a flesh. And he was born in a human being, and he became alive, and he lived in us. When we see the John chapter 1, verse 14, he say, and the word become flesh and dwell among us. That's what I'm telling you. Jesus, God himself, who was the word of God in the beginning, he become a flesh like us. He humbled himself to become a flesh, and he come to be among us. That's the meaning of the word Emmanuel, God with his own people, God with us. Now we have God in our life, and he become a flesh, and he dwell among us, and we behold his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. As Jesus came in this earth in a humble way of being part and be born as a normal human being, that's the word of God come down. And what's the word of God? It was God himself who come down in the flesh, who born through a woman, and he dwelt among us. And the Bible tells us now, the glory of God, the glory of only begotten Son of God, the glory of full of grace and truth. That's why we talk about the grace of God. It's because of the grace of God we are alive today. It's because of the grace of God we can speak, we can do what we are doing. And God have given us abundant grace because God decided to come down in a flesh, to be with us, to be among us, to do his will. And we see the glory of God. So Jesus is the word of God. Jesus is God. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the glory of God who come down from heaven, who dwell among us. So when you receive Jesus, you have received completely everything of God in your life. You lack nothing. We are not seeking anything else anywhere so that we can please God. What we need to just to do is to receive Jesus and believe Jesus and walk in Jesus. And we believe God, we bless God in everything we do. And God see us as righteous, as good people, because we have received the only Son of God, who was the Word of God. If we know Jesus very well, I tell you, you will see a goodness of God, you see the love of God, you will see everything of God in Jesus. Because Jesus has everything of us, everything we need, everything we are looking for. Anything, before we talk other things about healing, about prosperity, about what God can do, we need to know Jesus personally. We need to know him more. Who is Jesus in your life? So that's why we are trying to break down who is Jesus, so that you can know Him, you can understand Him, so that you can walk in Him, you can build your trust in Him. You can know that if I lack anything, if I lack anything in my life, I can get it through Jesus, because you know Him, and you know how you can go over Him. You can go in His name, you can call His name, and you get what you want. Because what? Jesus Himself, who is God Himself, who have dwelt from heaven to His people. Jesus is in us right now. As I'm talking, Jesus just in you. Jesus is in your life. It's you just to say, Jesus, I need you. It's there because God has already offered. God has already come through a woman. She gave a son, and He stayed among us. He walked among us. He do everything among us so that we can see the glory of God. And the glory of God is full of grace and truth. That's why the law cannot rule us no more. Because God came down to break the power of the law so that we can be in grace and in truth. The grace of God is full of truth. And what is the truth? The truth is the Word of God. If you read the Bible from the beginning, you are reading the Word of God. You believe what God speaks in this Bible. That's the Word of God. And when you believe it, it comes alive. It starts working. It starts doing things in your side. Because it's power of God. It comes from the mouth of God. God just speaks things and things happen. He was using His Word. And the Bible here, John, is revealing things which was happening in the beginning. By the Spirit of God, He said, in the beginning. John was not in the beginning. But here, by the full of the Holy Spirit, is now Spirit of God revealing to John to see in the beginning. He went to the beginning. He went in Garden of Eden. He went before the earth was created. He went before the heaven was created. And he see what was in the beginning. And he see in the beginning before creation, it was the Word of God. John is bringing to make us understand from the beginning. And to my thinking, I think this is the book of John could be the Genesis, could be the first book in the Bible, because it started talking from the beginning. In the beginning, James don't say in the beginning. John is saying in the beginning, James is saying God created the heaven and earth. But John is saying in the beginning, before the creation, there is the Word of God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was in the beginning with God, and all things, heaven and earth, were there because of the Word of God. Without that Word, nothing, John is emphasizing, nothing could be done. So you know, without Jesus, it was nothing. So Jesus, somebody very, very important in heaven and in earth. We need Jesus in all of our life than anything else. We need Jesus. We need this man, Jesus Christ. We need to know Him. We need to understand Him. We need to go with Him. And we believe in Him. We see the life of God. The life and abundance of the life is in Jesus Christ. Nobody else, no one else. It's only one person. The life is in Him. And when He say, I give you life, He give you abundant life. It's not a short of life. It's not a half of life. It's just a full of life in all of your days. You live all of your days. It's full of the life of God in you. As you have Jesus Christ. Is the life, the Word of God. It was in the beginning. When we see in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, who being the brightness of the glory and the express image of His person, and who upholding all things by the word of His power, who being the brightness of His glory. Jesus, who is the brightness. The brightness comes from the word light. When you put the light, you want the light to bring bright so that you can see it brights everything. So it's a bright, it brights and opens everything. You can see better. You can see the way. You can see everything. And the bright of His glory and express of His image in His person. We can see the image of God through the person Jesus Christ. He expresses the image of God. He shows, I'm God. I'm here with you. Jesus was showing Himself. He's just telling us who He is. He's just opening our eyes to see who is God. We see God in Jesus. That's why He say, if you see me, you have seen my Father. If we see Jesus, you have seen God. God Himself in His own glory, in His own power. God comes down in His own power. The power of God was manifested in Jesus Christ. The power of God was revealed in Jesus Christ. The power of God is there. So that's why you see what Jesus was doing is miracles and wonders and signs and everything He did in this earth, because the power of God was in Him. The power which is the Word of God. The power which was creating the world. The power which was giving life. Jesus was demonstrating that power in this earth. That's why you see He opened the eyes of the blind. He opened the ears of the deaf. He opened the tomb to raise up the dead. He healed the sick because of the power of God was in Him, was manifested, was just opening us to understand that God have come down from heaven and is staying with us. God wants us to know Jesus in a personal way. He wanted us to understand this man called Jesus. He wanted us to know about Him. So when we know Jesus, we know about God. And we are not now worried to see where is God. Like people in the past, before Jesus, people were seeking different things, thinking that this is God. People were in the darkness. People, they didn't see light. People were just guessing. Maybe the mountain, this high mountain, maybe is God. Maybe this sun, which is with pride and passing, and sometimes gives us a lot of heat, is God. People were thinking different things. But I want to assure you, all those things people were thinking, it was not God. And did God reveal Himself? And He come from heaven. And He dwell among us. He stay with us. He show us the glory and the truth of God. We see the glory of God in Jesus Christ. We see the truth of God in Jesus Christ. If you want to know the truth, know Jesus Christ. It's the truth. It's the light. It's the glory of God. There's nobody else who can tell us the truth unless Jesus. There's nobody else who lead us to the truth unless Jesus leads us. That's why He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way because it's the truth of God. And the truth reveals the glory of God. As we know Jesus, we see God Himself. We understand God. And we can talk about God. We can tell people about God because we know God. We have seen Him. We have talked to Him. We have seen Him performing the miracles, signs, and wonders in our meetings. We have seen Him. That's why the apostles were with boldness, preaching the gospel of Jesus. The gospel means Jesus, nothing else. If you're preaching Jesus, you're preaching the gospel. Because it's all about Jesus and what He did. It's all about Jesus. Because when you say Jesus healed the blind, you're talking about Jesus. When you say Jesus He raised the dead, you're preaching the gospel, but you are talking about Jesus. When you say Jesus saved the sinners, oh yeah, yes, it's true. You are talking about this man Jesus. So that you're preaching the gospel. That's the gospel of Jesus. If you talk about the grace of God, you are talking about Jesus. If you say about the glory of God, you're saying about Jesus. All that is the gospel. But the meaning of the gospel is, if you preach all those things and put Jesus outside, it has no meaning. It has no sense. You can speak about healing, but you don't mention Jesus in that healing. That's not the gospel. If you are speaking about the grace of God or the glory of God, but you put out Jesus, I tell you, you are not preaching the gospel. The gospel is about Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
whom come from heaven is only one of God's glory, who came and dwelt with us, who built our relationship, we bring back to us to God. As last week we are seeing God, Jesus was an advocate between God with us. He settled our case. Our case was very bad. Our case was taking us in a scenario area. The area was with fire. That's where the end of our case was looking to. But because of the love of God, Jesus said, no, I'm coming to settle your case. I'm coming to solve your case. I'm coming to stand between you and my Father. I want to reconcile you. I want you to come back. So we have that access. We have the freedom. That's why we sing about freedom. We are free indeed in the Lord. Before Jesus, it was a lot of tradition, a lot of things you need to follow. You need to go in the Holy of Holies. And who was supposed to go in the Holy of Holies is only the priest. And the priests were going to the Holy of Holies once by year. With the blood, with the sacrifice. Without that, the priest will never come out from Hall of Holies. You just imagine. It was with a lot of things you need to follow. But we could not do all that. Jesus said, let me just come and do it once for you. He was himself offered as a sacrifice in the cross. And he went in Hall of Holies. And that time evening, when God was pleased with the sacrifice of calf. And Jesus went to the Hall of Holies in the Spirit. What happened? The sheet which was separated the sanctuary and the Hall of Holies was spread. And the Hall of Holies was open. That's wonderful. So the eyes, people have been in the sanctuary for many years. They have never seen the Hall of Holies. And if you see it, you die. It's only one man who was supposed to go in the Hall of Holies once per year with a sacrifice. With blood. This man, Jesus Christ, went to the cross and he went up to the Hall of Holies with his own blood before God. He was bleeding. He said, Father, I'm here in the Hall of Holies. The world was shaking. Things start falling down. Jesus is standing before God in the holy place because of us. He's pleading for our sin. He's pleading for our wrong. He's crying and saying, Father, here I am. See how I'm looking. Who will see my blood? And Father in heaven stood up and said, I'm pleased with what you have done. I'm pleased. I'm very blessed. And I don't want to put all these instructions no more. That's how we get free access to go to God and enjoy God and bless God and do whatever. That's why you see nowadays people can be a sinner, can be doing sin all the night, and the following morning they pray. Praising God and jumping up and nothing happened, they go, that's how Jesus is so good. In those days before Jesus, you do like that, you die. Immediately, God was not just talking and praying like we sing like that. That is the freedom we have in Jesus. That's why we say, let us know Jesus, and let us honor the name of God through Jesus, because when we think the freedom we have, the enjoyment we have, those people who are staying before us, they didn't have this one. Joy we have and freedom we have. No. Even when you could just do anything on Sabbath day, people see you, they stone you up to death. You are breaking the law of God. The law was very tough. The law was very bitter. The law was not choking. So Jesus come and bring us free. You can work on Saturday. You can work on Sunday. You can work every day. People work. What happened? Because of Jesus. Oh, that was. We need. Let's give God the glory for Jesus. Let us give God a big glory and say, Jesus, we thank you for doing this for us. Thank you for setting us free. We see Jesus is just a man that God has given, and it's a man that we have offered himself. It's a man that who was the word of our God in the beginning. We have known Jesus, and Jesus is just only one who can do a great things in our life. When we go to see in the book of John chapter 10, we are going to see a story there, and it can bless your life. Because these things I'm sharing from my heart to see how Jesus is good for you. Jesus is not mad for you. Jesus is not against you. It's not that he don't want you. He wants you the way you are. He knows that you are not righteous. He knows that we are not good enough. All of us, the Bible says, all of us, we have sinned and come to short of God. All of us. Those we are living and those who are coming to born, all of us. None will born and say, I born holy. All of us, we have sinned and become with the short of glory of God. That's why the Bible has told us when Jesus was here, he feels the glory of God. So the glory of God was with us. Hallelujah. This is a great news to you. I know you may believe Jesus, but I want you to make a cross. I want you to go deeper and deeper to know him. Because when you know him, you'll see the goodness of God. You'll see how God is good. That's why you see more people they believe, but they don't go deeper to know Jesus. They doubt the Lord. When things come to happen, they wonder, where is God? God is God. No need to ask, where is God? And this question many people ask, if things happen, they say, where is God? God is with that. The Bible tells us, he become a flesh and he say, so he is in us right now as I'm talking. If we understand Jesus, we cannot ask a question, where is God? God is here with us in the flesh. He stayed with us. So God is so good and is good for us because he loved us so much. God is doing these things because he wanted us to understand him. He wanted us to know his Father. He wanted us to know about heaven. He was coming to fill what we lost in the beginning. So this God is just telling us about our Father. In John chapter 10, verse 27, he says, My sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Either shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. 29. My Father who has given them to me is a greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Jesus is saying, as we believe him, we become the sheep of him. And he said, my sheep had my voice, and they follow me. All the followers of Jesus, they are sheep of Jesus. And when they follow Jesus, he give them eternal life. He said, I give them eternal life. We live forever. That is not in us. We're not going to perish. We're not going to hell. As you know Jesus and invite Jesus in your life, Jesus knows you and you know him. You heard your voice. You can hear God again. You can hear God talking to you through Jesus. You can hear the voice of God. And you follow Jesus. And Jesus gives you life forever. You never perish. And he says, nobody who did snatch you from the hand of Jesus. As the Father has given you to Jesus, nobody who will come to snatch you from the hand of Jesus. When you receive Jesus, your life abides in Jesus. And nobody can come and take you out. Nobody. You are still, you are there. And you have a life forever. And he just say, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. As we are now in Jesus, as believers, as followers of Jesus, we are in the hand of God. That's why the Bible says God himself, he make us become a flesh and he stay among us. So God, we are in the hand of God, and his creator is above God. Nobody can just go in the hand of God and take you out from there. That's why the Bible says there's no condemnation to those who believe in Jesus. It's not. Nobody will condemn you. Even when people tell you you are not going to heaven, tell them you are lying. I'm going to heaven. My life is already in heaven. I'm with Jesus. I'm in the hand of God. Nobody will snatch you there. You're just there. And this is the truth. You will stay there. God has given you there, and you are followers of Jesus, and Jesus knows you, and you hear his voice. Because you are in the hand of God, nobody can take you out of the hand of God. And Jesus is telling us that I with my Father, we are just one. We come to know that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, They are just one. We cannot separate and say, we believe God, but we don't know Jesus Christ. We have a shortage. We cannot say we believe God and Jesus Christ, but we don't understand about the Holy Spirit. We have a shortage of something. Jesus, God Himself, and the Holy Spirit are just one. Jesus said, I with my Father, we are just one. As we see Jesus, we see God Himself. He brings God down. He brings God's glory. He brings the power of God. And we come to know that we have God in this earth who comes from heaven. That's why we have learned so many things about Jesus. We get Jesus as a good shepherd. He is saying, the sheep that my Father has given, nobody can snatch from. The lion is a powerful animal, but he cannot go and snatch the sheep from the hand of God. Bear is a powerful animal, but they cannot have a chance to go to snatch the sheep that which is in the hand of God. So nothing can come and take this sheep that God has holding them. Nobody can take our life out of the hand of God. We have a privilege, we have a chance that we have received Jesus and we have made our life back to God. And nobody will come to separate us again from our Father. We are just one. We are in the glory of God. We are in the love of God. And we are walking with God. And nothing can take us out of it. So this one I can tell you and I can preach more and more. Because it's very, very important to our life. To know the person that who can change our life. To know the person who has already given his life. To know the person who has paid for our debt. To know the person who can feed us, who can take care of us, who can heal us. This is the person I'm talking about. Who has power to give life. And who is this person? We get this Jesus Christ. And who is Jesus Christ? Was the Word of God. So from the Genesis, when we read about God, we are reading about Jesus. It's the Word. When we read the Word of God in any verse, we are reading Jesus. It's the Word of God. So that's why we encourage people, read the Word. Study the Word. Read the Word by yourself. Go deeper in the Word of God. Search the Word of God. Read the Word day and night. Meditate the Word of God. Because the Word of God is life. Because the Word of God is power. Because the Word of God have glory. Because the Word of God have the truth, the all truth. It has no lies in this Word. We believe this Word because it's the truth of God. From the beginning is God Himself speaking His Word. So the people may write this Bible, but all the Word they do is the Word of God. And if they change this Bible because of the writing, the Spirit of God, they cannot change it. The Spirit of God will teach us the Word of God. People may thing to change. People, they are trying to remove some verses because they want the verses which can favor them, who can support them what they are doing. They don't want the verses which correct their sin. They don't want to hear which is talking against what they are doing. They can change this Word. They can redo the Bible, but they cannot redo God. And they cannot change anything from God. The Spirit of God is in us, and the Spirit of truth, it will teach us the right Word. It will teach us when we read this. Scriptures in New Testament, these people didn't have a writing somewhere. There are people who write what the Spirit of God was telling them. They didn't have any writing, but they were speaking the Word of God. Peter didn't have any writing. They just speak the Word of God from them because the Spirit of God was filled in their life. They were speaking the Word of God without any writing, without reading anything. They just speak. They stand in the multitude of people. They say, you people, God is saying. That's the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God in us. If they take the Bibles from us, they are not going to stop us preaching because of what? We have the Word of God. These Peter they were quoting in the book of Isaiah. They are quoting in the book of Jeremiah. They are quoting in the book of Amos. They didn't have those books before them. They were quoting because of the Holy Spirit which is in them. And they were speaking the Word of God. And now they put it in writing and we are reading. So if you know Jesus, you know everything. You know God. You have no worry. And nobody will take you out of God. You are in the hand of God. And nobody will take you out. So I want to bless you with this word. To know the Word of God is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Son of God. Who come from heaven. Through our Virgin Mary. And He was born in this earth. And He was among us. And He do whatever He do. Because of what? He knows that Jesus, God Himself, is among us. And right now, we are free people. We have been set free, and we are free indeed. May God bless you. And if you have not received Jesus, I give you this opportunity before it comes to end. It's just a decision you need to make right now. I need Jesus in my life. And you can just pray a very simple prayer. Say, Father who is in heaven, I come before you. I know I'm a sinner. And I want to come before you to bring my sin before you, to ask you to forgive me. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive Jesus as my personal Savior. And I want to live in your life. I want to be with you. And Jesus of mercy, and Jesus of love, and God of mercy, and God of love will save you from your iniquity. He will save you from your sin. He will heal you and prosper you and make you a new born again. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Hello, my name is Marguerite Wafula, and that was a message, a ministry teaching, preaching from Bishop Moses Wafula of Walking by Faith Ministry International. I enjoyed that message, and I hope you did too. We hope you were really blessed by hearing about Jesus, the Word of God, the written Word, and God Himself. Praise God. So if you enjoyed that, and we hope you did, you can hear the same message each day of the week. You can tune into God's Heart Ministry, radio ministry, at 4 p.m. Mountain Central Time. That's your time. We're on the East Coast, so it'll be 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, but be 4 o'clock for you. So you can join and just listen to this same word each week. It changes each week. So if you enjoyed that, just tune in again tomorrow and just feel blessed and pull out your Bible and let God minister to you. You can follow us on our website. It's www.walkingbyfaithministry.org. And if you receive Christ after that prayer, or if you want to give us a testimony, you want us to pray for you, you can write us. It's walkingbyfaith4611@gmail.com. And that is also on our website, walkingbyfaithministry.org. And you'll find all our contact information. We have audio teachings on our website. We have books you can order. We have devotionals. We have a blog that we post regularly. I believe that will bless you as well. So again, on behalf of Bishop Moses Wafula and I, Marguerite, his wife, we thank you so much for tuning in to listen. And we know you were encouraged by that word because it's coming from the Word of God. It's coming from Jesus. It's coming from God Himself. And they are one. So we thank you and tune in again next time for a fresh word from God on what He's saying in your life. God wants you blessed. He wants you healed. He wants you to know Him. So thank you for tuning in. Until next time, on behalf of Walking by Faith Ministry, God bless you.